For years, Brett Bradford has lived the seasonal rhythm of a commercial fisherman. He spends summers gillnetting salmon out of Cordova, and in the winter, he looks for odd jobs around town. When a friend asked if he wanted to spend the winters growing kelp instead, he saw an opportunity for stable year-round work.
I thought, man, how hard could it be to grow kelp?
Bradford already has a boat and knowledge of the water, and the timing is perfect. Kelp farmers plant seeds in the fall and harvest them in the spring, just before fishing season. But jumping into an industry still in its infancy isn't without its challenges.
And for me personally, the biggest challenge of anything that I undertake is dealing with the bureaucracy.
Before they can put lines in the water, kelp farmers have to apply for state and federal permits, which include opportunities for public comment. The whole process can take up to 2 years and a lot of money, time, and expertise that fishermen like Bradford may not have. Which is why he joined a collective of aspiring kelp farmers in Prince William Sound called Blue Wave Futures. Lawyer and fisherman Joe Arvidson handled the permitting process for all 7 farms.
And I had no idea what to do, and either did they. And so I just jumped right into it.
In many ways, Blue Wave Futures is still just an idea. Only about half the farms are permitted, and none of them have kelp in the water for a commercial harvest. But they are trying to lay the groundwork for a stable industry in the region, answering questions like where they'll get seed, where kelp grows best, and most importantly, who will buy their harvest.
We don't want to grow a bunch of kelp that we can't sell, that we don't have markets for, or we don't have product development, or even pilot projects that we can use it for to work on.
Since the state government established a mariculture task force in 2016, the group has been working to grow a shellfish and seaweed farming industry that makes $100 million a year. But that goal is still a long ways off. Aquaculture sales totaled just $1.4 million in 2019. The interest in kelp farming is there. Lease applications nearly doubled last year, and a recent training by the Alaska Fisheries Development Foundation and other partners attracted hundreds of participants. But the infrastructure is still being built, says the foundation's executive director, Julie Decker.
None of this is falling off log. It's not simple. And so people that are interested should be prepared for challenges. You know, whenever you're doing something new, it's not necessarily all outlined and cookie cutter off the shelf.
Decker says one big hurdle is finding buyers for kelp. Blue Wave Futures wants to sell much of their harvest to Matsu farmers for fertilizer. Alaska researchers are also looking at using kelp in biofuel. And Decker says they're even hoping to attract a plant to the state to manufacture kelp-based plastics.
It could really open up the demand for farm seaweed, and which would allow for a lot more people to get involved with the industry and know for sure that they had a market.
Seagrove Kelp off Southeast Alaska's Prince of Wales Island is one of just 4 farms that produced a commercial harvest in the state in 2019. Founder Marco Scheer says some of their product goes into non-consumables like pet food and fertilizer. But they also sell to companies like Juno's Barnacle Foods, which makes a line of trendy kelp-based products like hot sauces and pickles. This is the farm's 2nd year growing commercially, and they have faced their share of challenges. Last year, herring spawned on some of their kelp, which delayed harvesting and reduced its quality.
You know, you come in with an expectation, hey, if we do this, it's going to work this way. And then most often we're not entirely right, and we've got to change that. And you say, well, this worked and this didn't. And there's a bit of trial and error in the process.
But overall, business is going well. They've put in applications to add new sites
to the 100-acre farm.
Scheer hopes expanding will help reach new markets.
You know, if we get it, the industry to a size that it needs to be, it'll be, you know, it's going to be a pillar of the economy for the next 100 years.
Scheer, like other seaweed enthusiasts, sees kelp as an answer to problems both economic and environmental. But whether it will in fact fuel a billion-dollar mariculture industry in Alaska is still unknown. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Erin McKinstry in Sitka.